You are listening to an American Free Press podcast.
Joining me on the line is Greg Laskoski, a senior petroleum analyst for GasBuddy.com. Greg, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Greg, we spoke, believe it or not, over a year ago. It was around the Thanksgiving holiday when it seemed gas prices were peaking. I really don't remember if they went any higher than they had at that point. They may have. You would know for sure. But now, of course, we're seeing perhaps no bottom under the price of a barrel of oil. It just seems to be dropping more and more every day. I want to get into that, exactly why you think that is happening and what that might mean, because the last time we spoke, and of course what I'll do is I will provide that other interview to the listeners and readers so they can get some background about who you are and what you do and GasBuddy and so on. I know that the last time we spoke, you had discussed the price of oil, and if it went below, I believe it was like $3 a gallon, there could be issues in the economy. Is that still something that concerns you? And why is it, Greg, that you think oil prices are collapsing the way they are? And do you think that this is a long-term trend?
I do believe it's a long-term trend. You know, what we're seeing has just been remarkable, but it's not because of weakness in the economy per se. It has much more to do with the fact that there's far greater competition in the global crude oil markets. And that competition is really being created in the U.S. The domestic production of fuel this year was at the highest level we've seen since 1986. And we're seeing low-cost crude coming into the world markets from so many different places now. We have it coming in from the Bakken region, from the Permian Basin in West Texas, from the Eagle Ford Shale in the eastern side of Texas. It's just been remarkable. And on top of that, we've got much lower-cost Canadian crude coming into the U.S., crude from Mexico. All of that has really brought OPEC prices lower, and that's why we're in a price war. This was triggered, I think, on Thanksgiving Day, or it accelerated, I should say, on Thanksgiving Day, when OPEC announced that they were not going to curb production. Now, the following morning, when the financial markets opened up, West Texas Intermediate crude oil dropped by $8 a barrel because of that news. Today, the price of crude is about $20 less than what it was on Thanksgiving Day. That's competition driven by the extraordinary production.
Okay, and of course, oil right now as we speak is down to $56.32 a barrel. It's down 81 cents, and it did have a little spike last week. Like, take that back, it's down 94 cents. You know how these things are. This is what I don't get, Greg. I've read something about OPEC, and of course, they don't account for as much of the oil market as they did several decades ago, or even a decade ago, like you said, and like you really addressed in our first interview over a year ago, was that there are so many new sources of oil and OPEC is becoming less and less significant. But why then, with OPEC deciding that they're not going to choke the supply, why is it you think that there's such a dramatic impact on the price of oil?
You know, the decision that OPEC made really reflects kind of a long-term perspective. It suggests that they're willing to sacrifice in the short term. I don't think they're concerned about the short-term drop in crude oil prices, because what they're trying to do is nullify some of the growth in the U.S. from the shale production. And they're doing that, as a matter of fact, because a number of those projects are only profitable when crude oil is at a certain benchmark. Whether that benchmark is $70 a barrel or $80, it all depends on which project across the country we're talking about. But much of the shale production is going to be put on hold, and some of the new drilling could be suspended until we see these global crude oil prices climb higher.
Okay, so OPEC is actually hurting us over here in the United States.
Yes. By allowing these prices to go lower, there's no question that consumers benefit. But what they're trying to do is put the brakes on some of the extraordinary production that we've had here in recent years.
I also read something, Greg, about Russia feeling that what the Saudis are doing is part of a plan, a U.S.-Saudi plan, to actually hurt the economy of Russia. Have you heard about that, and what are your views on that?
I have heard that. I would agree that the drop in crude prices is detrimental to Russia because they rely so much on oil exports for their revenue. But I don't think that it was solely created for that purpose. I think it's one of the unintended consequences.
And of course, today is December 22nd. We're just a few days away from Christmas. There's going to be a lot of people traveling out there. And what do you think? What can you tell them? Do you think that the prices are going to continue to drop for at least through Christmas, through New Year's? Or is there anything on the horizon that you think might force prices up?
Well, I do believe prices will continue to decline, but not necessarily at the aggressive rate that we've seen over the last 30 days. The national average, believe it or not, has fallen by 46 cents a gallon just in the last 30 days. I don't think we can expect that to continue. The vast number of folks who say they're traveling for the holidays actually got started on Saturday, and I think that they're going to be confident with the assurance that gas prices are not likely to climb anytime soon.
Thank you. And again, let's just touch on gas, buddy, because I know there probably are a lot of listeners who aren't really keen on what that is and really how important it is. So why don't you let them know about Gas Buddy?
Sure. Gas Buddy is a network of websites. We receive our data from anybody who wants to be a Gas Buddy member can join up for free. They can submit data. We offer prizes for some of the data that's submitted. You get a chance at a free gas card. We've got millions of people doing this, and because of that, we're able to update gasoline prices in just about every town, village, and city across the country. Anywhere you go in the U.S. and Canada, you can identify the lowest price gasoline. It's been an extraordinary thing because that allows us to identify trends immediately. As soon as there's a potential problem, we can spot it. It's showing us right now when we look at NewJerseyGasPrices.com. I can tell you that New Jersey is now one of the most recent states to join the list of those that have gas at $1.99 or less.
Nice.
You know, that's the benefit of crowdsourcing. We get these updates literally hour by hour, and it just provides a tremendous wealth of data. We also have a Gas Buddy app that's available for free, and an awful lot of people have downloaded it. We've gotten 45 million people who've downloaded it in recent years. And they use it because they're saving on every purchase of gas that they make. A lot of people don't realize that just in one metro market, you could have a spread of 60 or 70 cents a gallon between the lowest priced gas station and the highest priced one in the same town. You know, you'd be kicking yourself if you paid the higher price when you could have gotten it at a much lower rate.
Right, exactly. And we talked about that in our first interview, about how it is that people still go to these higher priced gas stations. And of course, that has a lot to do with several factors, and folks can listen to that first interview. It would be worth it. Do you think we hit on everything, Greg? Is there anything else that you think the listeners might be interested in hearing about as far as the dramatic and obviously welcome slide from our end in gas prices?
There's one other piece to the puzzle I would share. And that is, a couple of weeks ago, the Department of Energy came out with a forecast for 2015. And they're projecting that the national average price of gas from January through December is going to be $2.60 a gallon. Now, that's quite a low price. And what that suggests to me is that they do not believe that the price of crude oil is going to get back above $80 a barrel for a long, long time. It's a very interesting projection, and I can't disagree with it right now, but $2.60 a gallon for the entire year, that's a remarkable drop when you consider that the average price for 2014 is probably going to come in at about $3.20 a gallon.
Yeah, that's huge. And like you said, Jersey is, what was it, one of eight states, did you say, that's below $2?
No, we now have 25 states.
25, wow.
Let me just clarify. Those are not states that average below $2 because there are none that are averaging below $2. But at least somewhere within these states, you can find a gas station at $1.99 or less. And now New Jersey is one of those states.
That's great. I am in New Jersey right now. And do you happen to know where that is?
Lakewood.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Not too far from me.
In the town of Brick, there's a Costco at $1.99, but Lakewood has two stations at $1.99. Both of them are on River Avenue.
Amazing. This Gas Buddy is amazing. And you're down in Florida, right, Greg?
Yes, Tampa, Florida.
Right. Here you are down in Florida telling me about my gas prices here in New Jersey, and you know more than I do. Greg Laskoski, Senior Petroleum Analyst for GasBuddy.com. Greg, I want to thank you so much for the time you spent explaining all this to the listeners, and looking forward to talking to you again real soon.
It's a pleasure, Dave. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Greg. Have a Merry Christmas.
You too. Take care.